Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Beipei Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is April 3rd, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. N26 launches stocks and ETFs trading in Germany. Germany-based online bank N26 has launched its stocks and ETF trading product in Germany, with 4% interest on savings for metal customers. Alchemy and Swvl augment payments for financial institutions. Swvl's transaction enablement platform has enabled Alchemy's clients to provide a seamless, self-serve loan payment experience to their account holders. Embedded finance market to surpass US$228 BLN by 2028, research says. A new study from Juniper Research has revealed that the embedded finance market is expected to surpass US$228 billion by 2028. MasterCard partners with Mono. Mono has partnered with MasterCard to introduce Mono's Direct PayPay with Bank on the MasterCard Payment Gateway System, MPGS. Rima 1000 partners with MarketPay to improve in-store payments. Norway-based grocery retailer Rema 1000 has deployed MarketPay's in-store payment solution across more than 100 stores through its Pay On-Site solution. Silch selects Checkout.com as its main acquiring partner. Ad Subsidized Payments Network, ASPN, Silch has partnered with digital payment solution provider Checkout.com. Mutual Trust Bank introduces biometric cards. Bangladesh-based Mutual Trust Bank, MTB, has announced its plans to launch biometric payment cards based on IDEX Pay. IDEX Biometrics Solution. Network International signs processing agreement with Kamel Pay. Kamel Pay has partnered with Network International, Network, in an exclusive 5-year processor agreement. Scott Dunn selects Neom's virtual card payment solution. U.S.-based payments provider Neom has partnered with luxury tour operator Scott Dunn to issue virtual cards to its global network of hotel providers. Yes Bank and IDFC First Bank introduce surcharge on utility transactions. Yes Bank and IDFC First Bank have implemented an additional charge on utility transactions during statement cycles commencing from the 1st of May 2024. Adyen and PayMe expand global businesses reach in Hong Kong. Netherlands-based fintech Adyen has become an acquirer for the mobile payment service provider PayMe by HSBC in Hong Kong. WOGOM acquires Kurt Online. Cloud-based B2B platform WOGOM has announced the acquisition of Kurt Online in a bid to expand its e-commerce presence. Google agrees to delete private browsing records to settle lawsuit. Google has agreed to delete billions of private browsing records in a lawsuit which claimed that the tech giant tracked the activity of people using Chrome's incognito mode. CaixaBank to enhance cyber threat prevention. Spain-based financial institution CaixaBank has announced its plans to be part of 2 European consortia in a bid to prevent cyber threats and improve incident response. Crypto.com launches in South Korea. Crypto.com, the cryptocurrency platform serving over 80 million customers globally, has announced the launch of the Crypto.com app in South Korea. MAS introduces amendments to the Payment Services Act. The Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, has announced amendments to the Payment Services Act, PS Act, and its subsidiary legislation. Alpha Group to list on LSE Main Market. UK-based fintech consultancy Alpha Group is set to move its listing to the London Stock Exchange's LSE primary market as part of its expansion. Amazon removes Just Walk Out technology from fresh stores. Amazon is removing its cashierless Just Walk Out technology from its fresh grocery stores in the US. Silch selects Checkout.com as global acquiring partner. Silch, the world's first ad-subsidized payments network, ASPN, today announces it has selected Checkout.com, the digital payments solution provider, as its primary acquiring partner globally, with a particular focus on the UK and USA. Turkish crypto chief starts 11,196-year prison sentence. Faruk Fatih Özer, the former boss of failed Turkish cryptocurrency exchange Thodex, has started a lengthy jail sentence after he was found guilty of defrauding investors in a multi-million dollar fraud. Singapore launches platform to tackle money laundering. The Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, has launched a centralized digital platform that lets financial institutions share customer information in order to tackle money laundering and terrorism financing. Moody's RMS and Augment Risk collaborate on parametric insurance. Moody's RMS, the leading global catastrophe risk modeling and solutions company, today announced a new collaboration with innovative reinsurance brokerage firm Augment Risk to develop the market for parametric risk transfer. InnoCap mandates FundRex for reconciliations. FundRex is excited to announce that InnoCap, the leading dedicated managed account platform in the industry, has selected FundRex to deliver both its EMIR and SFTR reconciliation solutions. XTB surpasses 1 meter customer milestone. XTB, a global fintech offering an online investing platform and a mobile app, announced a new milestone as it now serves 1 million customers worldwide. Oman Housing Bank selects Temenos for core banking. Temenos, 6. Tem, today announced that Oman Housing Bank, OHB, a leading provider of housing finance in Oman, has selected Temenos to modernize its core banking platform in the cloud to develop new products faster and widen access to housing finance for Omanis. Iceberg Data Lab secures $10 million in funding. Iceberg Data Lab, IDL, a leading provider of climate and biodiversity data solutions for financial institutions, today announces the first close of its Series A at $10 million United States dollars, 8 million British pounds. Taxbit announces European expansion. Taxbit, the industry leader in digital asset tax and accounting solutions, announced its strategic expansion into Europe in response to rapidly increasing adoption across the European digital asset market. GLN International partners with SendMN and QPay. Global payment network provider GLN International has entered a collaboration with SendMN and QPay in a bid to enable cross-border QR payments in Mongolia. VAmericas launches international bill pay in Guatemala. International remittance company VAmericas Corporation has launched international bill pay in Guatemala to streamline cross-border bill payments. Treasury Prime partners with Narmi. US-based software company Treasury Prime has announced its strategic partnership with Narmi, aiming to allow its customers to send and receive money instantly. US and UK sign MoU to collaborate on AI safety. The United States and the United Kingdom have agreed to collaborate closely on AI safety initiatives, signing a Memorandum of Understanding, MoU. Bank of England looks into Metro Bank's data security issues. the Bank of England has launched an investigation into allegations regarding potential security risks concerning customer data at Metro Bank. Ecompay adds BAX and SEPA direct debit capabilities. Leading international payment service provider and UK and Europe direct bank card acquirer Ecompay has launched direct debit payments for UK and EU businesses in collaboration with bank payment company GoCardless. Bancomat and Nexi partner OFN centralized payments infrastructure. Bancomat and Nexi, the European PayTech, have signed a contract for the creation of a new centralized technological infrastructure that will allow Bancomat to autonomously manage and optimize the offer of innovative and high-value added payment services. TerraPay names Marco Boldini EVP, Global Head of Policy, Regulatory, and Governmental Affairs. TerraPay, a leading global money movement company, proudly announces the appointment of Marco Boldini as Executive Vice President and Global Head of Policy, Regulatory, and Governmental Affairs. Viva.com and Bluecode team on QR payments in Europe. Viva.com, the leading European technology bank for payments, joins the Bluecode ecosystem as a strategic partner to enable Bluecode QR payments across the continent. MangoPay appoints Bertrand Desert Head of Sales for Fraud. MangoPay, a modular and flexible payment infrastructure provider that offers 360 fraud prevention for platforms and marketplaces, announces the appointment of Bertrand Desert to its team as Head of Sales for Fraud. Borsa Italiana migrates to Optiq trading platform. Euronext, the leading pan-European market infrastructure, today announced the successful completion of the migration of Italian derivatives trading to Optiq, the third and final phase in the migration process of Borsa Italiana's markets onto Euronext's state-of-the-art, proprietary trading platform Optiq. Nationwide branch advert banned as misleading. A nationwide advert has been banned for incorrectly suggesting that the building society has not been closing branches. Zand Bank subscribes to Infosys Finacle Corporate Banking Suite. Infosys Finacle, part of Edge Verve Systems, a wholly owned subsidiary of Infosys, NSE, BSE, NYSE, INFY, and Zand Bank, Zand, UAE's first digital-only bank, today announced the bank's decision to subscribe to the Infosys Finacle Solutions Suite to power its corporate banking services. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.